What might you put your feet in when you're riding horseback?
Stirrups.
If something's not right near at hand, you say it's just a little over there, or...
It's a little way over there.
If you've been traveling and haven't quite finished your journey, you might say that you had a before dark, a to go before dark.
I don't understand what you mean.
Maybe you had a long journey, and you haven't quite finished it, and or maybe you haven't, you've barely begun it, and you might say that you have a to go before dark, a
short distance to go, or
if something's very common. And you don't have to look for it in a special place. You might say you can find that just about...
anywhere.
If a person slipped on the ice, fell this way, you'd say he fell...
forward.
He fell this way.
Backward.
Would you ever hear someone say, nary? Nary a one, or...
Yeah, nary means airy, not airy. Uh-huh. What do you mean, nary? I mean, not airy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Nary means none.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever use that?
No, I don't use it.
Would you ever hear it used, maybe a long time ago, at all?
Oh, yes. I've heard it used quite a bit. A lot of people say it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not... It's not a word that I use because I was never used around in my family, but
mm-hmm.
Yes, I know a lot of people who use nary.
Mm-hmm.
Nary a one. How many have you got? Nary a one. Nary is a part of the Negro dialect in the South.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a pretty old word, too.
I don't know what the origin of it is, but this old woman who works in our office uses it. She says nary a one all the time, and
mm-hmm.
and she always tells a story about the colored boy asked him how many he had, and he said nary, and he said, what do you mean nary? He said, I mean not airy. Nary means not airy.
Mm-hmm. A crying child might say, that little boy was eating candy and he didn't give me
any.
If a boy's spoiled, you might say, when he grows up, he'll have his trouble. Blank, he'll have his trouble. And
he'll just have trouble, period. You don't need to qualify it with any other words.
If you have a good yield, you might say, we raised a big...
harvest, or a big crop.
If you got rid of all the bushes and trees on the land, if you were...
cleared.
Would you ever know if you ever visited a farm or anything, or ever heard somebody talk about a crop that might come up by itself a year after it was planted, if it was harvested and then came up the next year? Would you ever hear a name for that?
No, I haven't been on a farm, no. Huh?
We raised 40 of wheat to an acre.
Bushels.
What would a shock of wheat be?